listen within and reveal without. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Listen within and reveal without. We say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We say, whatsoever things man dwells upon in his thought, in his way of living, this is the result that he has in his life. Listen within and reveal without. What are we listening to within ourselves? What are you listening to within yourself? Are you listening to the joyful songs of your own inner being? Or are you listening to the tragedies and the terrors of a body gone awry? We oftentimes say, how can I have a whole body, a body that's whole and perfect? Well, if we listen within and we would reveal it without, we would find the answer quite easy to come by. How do we have a healthy body? Well, a healthy mind brings a healthy body. If I 100%, which is an impossibility, I think. I really don't think that, but I mean, many people think that. It's an impossibility to 100% have positive thoughts about yourself, about your body, about your life, about your affairs. Can you, every moment of your life, say, I am whole and perfect? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. Every moment of your life, can you say that? You say, well, that's stupid, because that's not always true. Sometimes I am likable, and sometimes I'm whole and perfect, and sometimes I'm not. Because this is a world of plus and minuses. It's not just all one way. Oh, yes, it is. We have allowed ourselves to tell ourselves facts and call it reality where it's only an appearance. Because those facts today are the fact you got the mumps, and tomorrow you don't have the mumps. Today you got a broken leg, tomorrow you don't have a broken leg. Now, today you're very wealthy, and tomorrow you're not very wealthy. Well, wouldn't you like to always say, I'm always whole and perfect, I'm always wealthy, I'm always healthy? Wouldn't it be nice to say? Well, whatever we concentrate our attention on, not by force concentrating it, but by love concentrating our attention on it, that's what we experience. When we are unconditional love, when we look at everybody and say, oh, you are wonderful, you certainly live a good life, it's just a pleasure to watch you experience your life, it's a pleasure to watch you as you go to the beach, you really enjoy every second there, your eyes are looking up and down the beach and watching the birds as they're playing in the sand, and the children as they're playing in the sand, and the people as they're running in the water and jumping and hollering and screaming, say, whoopee, how wonderful, oh, it's a joy to watch you. You see, I don't have to be doing it myself, but I'm watching you vicariously. I'm enjoying it through your doing it. And how wonderful that is. Now, I can watch you as you take time to eat your food and digest it properly. You masticate your food, what do they say, 20 times for every mouthful, and you just gently do it. We have a guest. His name is Caesar, and he's a special guy. And Caesar is visiting with us. He works for our webmaster. And Caesar has done many things on our web pages and things for us. And he's quite a wonderful fellow. Well, we're all sitting at the table, and we're all wolfing it down. We're eating with great gusto, with great enthusiasm. And then we look over at Caesar, and we see someone who is enjoying his meal in slow cadence. It's not that he's not enjoying it. It's not that he wouldn't like to just shove it in as fast as he can. But he makes every mouthful a delightful experience for his body. He uses all the avenues of perfection in his body that he has learned about and trained himself in. so that the saliva mixes with the food and the food mixes with the hydrochloric acid in the stomach and goes through all of his intestines and large and small and becomes a benefit for him. But the thing that he does that's the most precious thing in my eyes, as I watch him, he is in absolute peace within himself. He is content within himself. Oh, he might have a worry or two somewhere, but I don't know anything about it, and he doesn't show it outwardly whatsoever. But he's always showing outwardly that he is in balance. He is in peace with himself. He is in harmony with his world. And as he eats, you can see it, he listens within, and he reveals it without. As he eats, he is so content. And we will tell a joke or we will talk about some interesting little topic, and he'll join in the conversation, stopping his eating for a moment, but nevertheless retaining that slow, gentle, perfect pattern of eating and delighting in every mouthful of food that he takes. And he is easy to say, no thank you, to something that doesn't appeal to him. And he's easy to say, oh yes, thank you, I'd like that, to something that does appeal to him. He doesn't say, no, I don't want it, I don't like it, it's not my thing, he doesn't fight it. He's past that, he's matured beyond that. If there's something he doesn't want, he just says, no, thank you. And he respects himself sufficient to know that he doesn't have to shout or holler or stomp his feet to get his point across, that what he wants is this and what he doesn't want is that. He doesn't say he doesn't want it. He doesn't accept it. He said, no thank you. And not saying I don't want it. He's just saying no thank you. Now maybe at lunch he'll say, yes thank you, I would like some. He might say at dinner time, yes I'd like a cup of coffee. And would you like a cup of tea too? No, no, just a cup of coffee. Or he doesn't say no, no. He says, a cup of coffee is fine, thank you. And we know exactly what he means. We're so used to protecting ourselves, defending ourselves, defending our choices and our decisions, that we are not able to be at peace with ourselves and do things in a gentle, loving, fantastic way. Can you do that? Can you do that? I think you can. I think everyone can. I think when we listen within, we reveal outwardly what we're listening to within. Now, Caesar definitely is listening to peace, harmony, unconditional love, joy, abundance, everything good. In fact, his being here, however long he's going to be up here with us until he finds his new location for his mobile home, however long he's up here with us, he is going to be one of the most treasured experiences of our life. Because he doesn't try to make us be like he. He doesn't try to think that we're eating too fast because we just like to wolf it down, it's so good. And he doesn't think that at all. And he doesn't eat excessively because it's there. He eats what makes him happy, and when he stops, he says, thank you. And he may still have a half a plate full of food. He doesn't feel that he has to eat it because it's there and it was given to him. He eats what it pleases him. Now, how about you and I? Can we do that same thing? You and me, we have the same opportunity that Caesar has of being at peace. Now, Caesar could have any job he wants because he is extremely talented and extremely capable. He could have a job that gives him great responsibility, but he chooses a job that gives him peace of mind, that gives him an opportunity to meditate now and then. It gives him an opportunity to like himself. He is a wonder person. And I'm sure he will always be that way. We've known him for many years, and over the years, our relationship has just become more beautiful and more vital. And only because he listens within and reveals outwardly who that man is within himself, who that being is within himself. Now, he's unusual. Yes, he is. He is very unusual. Because I look at this this table filled with people here at the monastery, and I see each one eating in their own habit way, and none of them getting the enjoyment out of their food and out of the relationship of being at the table as Caesar does. I watch him and I think to myself, I have so much to learn from this fellow. He is such a wonderful expression of a divine being in my life. Would that we could all look at our neighbors and our friends and people that are in our world and look at them as a divine expression of something absolutely wonderful. A divine idea of being fulfilled. A divine expression of love and sharing and wonderment. Well, Caesar is certainly that. And he doesn't spell his name like the great C-A-E-S-A-R of Rome, but C-E-S-A-R. He spells it with this beautiful, simple, wonderful facility of being master of himself, being master of his world, and being master of the universe. You and I can do that too. And we do that a lot, but let's make it a point that we can do it all the time and be unconditionally loving of ourselves and everyone in our world. And as we do that, we'll find that our world is quite an exciting, remarkable place. Yes, I'm going to create many more Caesars in my world. People who are unconditionally loving, people who like themselves, people who enjoy their own company, and in the same ilk, they like me. How about that? Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.